You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hello, and welcome to WSG Podcast on Job Application. I am Zarina Abubakar, Senior Career Coach with Workforce Singapore. In this podcast, I will talk about preparing resumes for your job application. Employers only spend about 6 to 10 seconds to read a resume and decide if they want to shortlist the job seeker for interview. So having a simple and effective resume is very important. Today, we will share tips on how to write a good resume. For a simple resume, we will suggest for you to keep it to 1 to 2 pages long. Let's start from the most straightforward part, your personal details. You will need to include your name, contact number, and email address. For email address, please set up a professional one for work. Do not use fancy ones like mhereforfun@gmail.com. Also, do not include details like your NRIC, full address, and birthday, as those are not crucial to your job application. You can include your nationality so that employers know that you are Singaporean or PR. Next, we move on to the most important part of your resume, your work experience. The simplest way is to list your most recent job on top. For each job, you need to include your company name, your job title, and also the time period you are in the company. For your job scope, do just include 3 to 5 points on what you do on a daily basis, for example. Write in simple and clear language so it is easy for employers to understand your job scope. Do not include too many points or use jargon specific to your company, as it will confuse the employer and make your resume longer than it is supposed to be. If you have too many jobs to showcase, you can keep your resume to just the last 5 years or so. We have completed the most difficult part of your resume. Last but not least, do include your highest education level. You can include the name of the institution, the certification you have received, and the year of this certification. Other than formal education, you can include some work-related certificates you have. For example, basic food hygiene certification, forklift license, Microsoft Office courses, and etc. There is no need to include non-relevant certificates or the whole history of your formal education. Again, we want to create a simple and effective resume. We don't want to make it too long. We are almost done. Do a last check before you start using it for job applications. Check for any spelling or grammar errors, usually underlined in red or blue in Microsoft Word. Also, check that you use the same font for your whole resume. We recommend that you use simple business fonts like Arial and Calibri. Font size-wise, 11 or 12 will be great. You can have a slightly bigger font size for your headers. You are now ready to apply for jobs. Check out WSG's Career Grid for more career resources tailored to your career needs. Visit go.gov.sg/careergrid-podcast to start your journey with us. All the best and good luck for your job search.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Workipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.